The general manager of the MBTA has been forced to resign. Dan Grabauskas, who ran the agency for more than 4 years, agreed to step down last night after the T Board of Directors approved a hefty payout for the rest of his contract. The move caps months of tension between Grabauskas and Patrick administration officials, as WBUR's Monica Brady-Myerov reports.
The board met behind closed doors for more than 4 hours to work out the separation agreement that pays Dan Grabauskas $327,000 for the remaining 9 months of his contract. Three board members, including Transportation Secretary James Aloisi, voted against paying the compensation deal. But talking to reporters last night, Aloisi did say he wanted Grabauskas to step down.
There are a lot of issues that I think people have been unhappy about.
What are they?
They have been unhappy about the levels of customer service, focus. And clearly, as you know, some board members articulated concerns about the NTSB report.
The National Transportation Safety Board report on the 2008 Green Line trolley crash in Newton found the operator who died in the crash was to blame because she fell asleep. When the NTSB released its findings last month, Grabauskas was on furlough. Aloisi accused Grabauskas of being unavailable at a critical time, and Grabauskas countered that Aloisi was lying when he said he was unable to contact him. This public exchange intensified a political brawl that ended yesterday with Grabauskas' resignation. But Aloisi said it's not about politics.
It's in the public's interest to have a fresh perspective on the MBTA. It's in the public's interest to move away from the status quo. It's in the public's interest to move away from the kind of customer service that people haven't been satisfied with.
Governor Deval Patrick said in a statement that he understands the board's desire to seek new leadership, but he strongly disagrees with the compensation agreement. It's out of line, he says, with the fiscal condition of the MBTA and the general manager's job performance. Grabauskas did not speak to reporters after the meeting and did not return calls for comment. Under his contract, which was negotiated when he was hired by Governor Mitt Romney in 2005, Grabauskas could only be fired for gross negligence. During his tenure, he oversaw many changes to customer service, including new trains, audio speakers at the stations, and the Charlie card. But the pressure had been building on Grabauskas for the past few weeks, when 3 of 8 MBTA board members wrote a letter accusing him of losing focus and commitment to safety. 4 other members wrote in support. In addition to Aloisi, board member Darnell Williams voted against Grabauskas' separation agreement, but was happy to see him resign.
I think the key was on the performance components. I've highlighted the areas, the 3 areas that were in my mind, and that was the management transparency, the diversity issues, as well as the safety issues and concerns around the management of the T.
The board's lawyer will serve as interim general manager. Aloisi said he's looking forward to hiring someone who will fit better into the new consolidated Department of Transportation that's going to take over in November. The MBTA board that approved Grabauskas' separation agreement will be dissolved in less than 3 months as part of the governor's transportation overhaul. He will appoint a new panel to oversee all transit agencies. During the public comments period of the board meeting, before the general manager resigned, several people questioned the focus on Grabauskas. Community activist Pamela Bush.
We need to stop allowing these things to distract us from the issues that really are more of concern to the ridership of the MBTA.
What was of most concern to riders at the meeting was the proposed fare increase that the board's expected to vote on at its next meeting in October. But Aloisi said he will review the decision to implement a fare increase.
I'm not bringing it to the board until I get a report from the group of folks who are going to come in and give me a top-to-bottom review. And until I'm able to kick the tires on this thing in a way that I'm satisfied, makes sense.
The outside review, which will be conducted by the former head of the John Hancock Financial Services Company, will be done free of charge for the MBTA, so it won't add to the agency's $8 billion debt. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myerov.